When the Gospel Changes by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1:11-12. There are many ways to present the gospel, whether it be to children at vacation Bible school or to people on the street. But one thing remains the same, the gospel message itself. Paul warned the Galatians that if anyone, even an angel from heaven, preached another gospel to them, they would be accursed. Those were some strong words for some serious times, and we are in some serious times as well. Watered-down versions of what it means to be saved have infiltrated the church. Words like sin, shame, death, and hell have been removed from some pastors' language. Even though the Bible is clear about the condition of mankind, sinful and deserving of death, people have decided to change the gospel to fit a softer, kinder version. The wonderful truth of the gospel is that it doesn't fit man's agendas, opinions, or purposes. In fact, Paul stated it wasn't according to a man at all. Instead, the gospel calls people to repentance, to admitting that they're sinners and in need of a savior. It demands they lay their shameful lives down in submission to a righteous savior. I guess you could say the good news is also tough news. And because of that, people insist that the gospel needs to change with the times. It's far easier to say, I love Jesus, but continue in sin, even calling sin good, than to say, I need Jesus because I'm a sinner deserving hell. One of the greatest comforts for believers everywhere is that God never changes. He is steadfast, true, and holy in all his doings. We don't have to worry that one day he will come up with a different plan to save us. Instead, we are assured that he has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Hold fast to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that says, there is a God who loves you, so much so he sent his one and only Son to die on a cross for you. And when you repent of your sins, turn from them and believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will be saved. Remember, the gospel wasn't written from man's imagination. It came through the revelation of Jesus Christ at just the right time, in just the right way. It doesn't need changing. So if you ever hear a new gospel being preached, run as fast as you can. Pray for discernment to know when the teaching of the gospel is off, and test everything you hear in light of the scriptures. Be encouraged today, knowing you can count on God's unchanging grace. The good news is still the same good news that has been preached from the beginning. And that's something you can count on.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.